You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Murray's Playhouse in the Park will host the staged reading of an original work by Christopher Poor this Saturday. And joining me this morning in Studio A is Christopher Poor. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, I guess if you're having a staged reading, the main thing is the piece that's being read. So tell me about the genesis of this original work of yours.
Well, this is a horror play. I'll just say right up front, it's not for kids. It's not in-your-face scary. It's a psychological horror. And to add to the creepiness, it came to me in a dream.
Really?
Yeah. I woke up one morning. I had to write it down. I don't know if anybody else has ever had that experience, but it's unsettling. And when you're writing something that's a horror play that's come to you in a dream, it's even a little more unsettling. But for the next 2 days, I wrote fairly feverishly. My wife can testify. And I had a rough draft. And then over the last, it's been about a year that I've been working on it. I've revised it several times and finally got it to a point where I thought it was presentable.
So did you literally spring out of bed and that first morning, and did you think, I've got to write this?
I got a cup of coffee first, but yes, it was. And in the next month, literally, I would wake up in the middle of the night with ideas, and I would write them down. I would get up and get my computer and sit and write for an hour and then come back and lay back down to bed. The ideas were just coming out of nowhere or coming out of somewhere.
Well, what can you tell us about the piece, plot-wise, I guess, that will make people want to go to the reading but not spoil it?
Well, I really think this will be interesting for the university community. I've been trying to get people's attention with this. It's based on the writings of Robert W. Chambers, who was an author in the 1890s, but it's also a fusion of the writings of H.P. Lovecraft, who was a writer in the 1920s, who was one of the founders of a field of horror called cosmic horror. He's influenced Clive Cussler and Robert Bloch and Stephen King. The idea behind this is there is a play called The King in Yellow that was written long ago and banned because it drove people crazy. When the play was read or performed, the audiences would change their behavior in such a way as to riot or destroy things. And so the government's banned it. In the play that I've written, a local, in a small town somewhere in middle America, a local newspaper reporter discovers that there's a production coming of a play that he can't find out any good information except that it drove people crazy. So he decides to start investigating that and meets the players, he and his friends, and there's some interesting interactions that take place after that.
It's a pretty good tease.
I hope so. Like I said, there are. I've tried to fuse the idea of horror with modern philosophy in a way. I'm not calling myself a philosopher, but I try to approach these ideas in an intelligent way and ask, how could this happen? Is there a way that this could be real? And I try and get inside the minds of the audience and make them question that as well.
I've heard many, many people say, I've got this great idea for a story or this partial story. The problem is they don't know how it ends. When
right.
you woke up that morning, did you know the end of the story?
I thought so. The story and I have kind of gone back and forth on that. And my original I submitted it to a friend of mine for editing, and he immediately wrote back and said, the ending is too abrupt. There's no resolution. The audience will hate this. And I'm like, yeah, that's the point. It's not supposed to be an ending. I was thinking about, how do you do horror on stage? You can't get in somebody's face. I really don't want to have blood and guts. You've got to get inside their head. And so one of the ideas is, when you get to the end of this, you're really just beginning to understand or to explore the horror that I've laid out for you.
So when you felt like the story was basically finished and you started letting more people read it, what's been the reaction?
And one of the reasons we're having a stage reading is I need to get reactions from people that I don't already know.
Right, but the ones that you do know.
But the ones that I do know have really been positive about it. The reason I'm doing this is because people basically said, this is good. This should be done. And we did the stage reading, and for people who don't know, a stage reading, as far as I know, hasn't been done around here in a long time. It is people standing at podiums reading from the script. Now, they are actors, and we have practiced it. I'm intending to make this as much as possible an experience, not just a dry recitation of the play. But we don't have a set. We don't have costumes. We're minimal props. I do have some sound effects and some music. But I also have a narrator who will be filling in the gaps of things that we can't necessarily show just because of the limitations of a stage reading. I went to Lisa Cope at the Playhouse in the Park, and she was very enthusiastic. And I'm hoping that this is something that encourages other writers, because this is the process to finalize a play. You get feedback. And the play itself, we're gonna read through, and then at the end, we're going to have a time of questions. And I'll sit up in front and I'll take the heat, because I need to know what works and what doesn't work. So I really want critics. I want people to come in. And if they like it, that's great, and say you like it. But then I want to know what didn't work. What do I need to work on? What needs polish? Because I've gotten to a point with this where I'm so familiar with it. You know, I can't imagine cutting anymore. I can't imagine changing it. And if I need to, it's going to have to come from another source. Someone's going to have to tell me. All of my friends have already looked it over. You know, all the people that I really trust with this have given me feedback, and I'm at a point where I'm like, I need to hear what a random selection or a self-selected group from the community thinks of this. And like I said, the university, I really value the minds that are here, and I would love to have some people who are interested in horror, who are interested in Lovecraft, who are interested in plays to come and really help me shape this thing.
Do you have a pre-existing relationship with the actors who will be doing the stage reading, or did you have to have auditions?
No, I didn't have auditions. I essentially selected my actors mostly because I wanted to. I had a short time frame, and I kind of knew who I wanted to be in the roles. And I've done enough with the Playhouse that everybody kind of knows me, and I was able to call them up and say, "Hey, can you do this?" And they're like, "Yeah." And a couple of them hadn't read it, but once they read it, they were definitely, yeah, they wanted to do it. And I've got a very good cast. It's a small cast. It's six people, but a very good cast that, again, all you need is a little bit of imagination. I think you'll see the whole play.
And do you think with just the written word, just the readings, with no stage props or costumes or anything, do you feel like the themes and the sense of dread, I'm sure, that you want to put across in this, is it going to work in a stage reading?
I think so. I get chills watching it. And I mean, I can't give away too much, but there are some scenes that are chilling. I don't know what else to say. Like I said, I don't want to give anything away. And again, I'm so familiar with it that perhaps I'm in love with it. So perhaps I'm over correcting and giving it a lot more than it has. But other people, again, seeing it, are saying, yes, this is working.
So this reading is going to be Saturday evening at 7.
7 o'clock.
At the Playhouse.
Yes.
And followed by a pizza and audience feedback. Pizza's a good...
Pizza's a good draw.
Yeah.
After I set all that up, we were reminded that we have to be out of the park by 10 o'clock. And the play's about 2 hours. So I'm thinking it's going to be tight to actually have a mingle with pizza and actually be able to have conversation. So I can't promise the pizza anymore.
Well, you'll definitely have
a conversation. There will be concessions. There will be sodas and popcorn and things like that. But I was hoping to have a few hours, you know, an hour or so afterwards to sit down and talk. But I don't think it's going to work that way.
Well, it sounds really fascinating. I'm sure a lot of people listening today have definitely had their interest piqued in seeing the staged reading. Christopher, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
We really appreciate that.
It's Christopher Poor. There'll be a stage reading of his work at the Playhouse in the Park Saturday at 7 p.m.